You're listening to Vatican Radio. The Pontifical Council for Culture this week announced the formation of the Vatican's very own cricket club, which will include players from countries across the English-speaking world where the sport remains hugely popular. The launch comes as part of a broader programme of sports initiatives spearheaded by the council and will be officially presented at a press conference on Tuesday, October the 22nd. Going in to bat and bowl for the Vatican team will be mainly priests and seminarians who played cricket back in their home countries and are keen to keep their eye on the ball during their time here in Rome. The organisers foresee some interesting ecumenical and interfaith prospects for the club, and they're also on the lookout for any religious sisters interested in forming a women's 11 as well. The driving force behind this novel idea is the Australian ambassador to the Holy See, John McCarthy, a passionate player himself and former member of the Sydney Cricket Ground Trust. I caught up with him to find out more. Ambassador McCarthy, you're launching the first cricket team here in the Vatican. It's an unusual idea, to say the very least.
Well, ambassadors don't get to launch anything at the Vatican. In actual fact, Cardinal Ravasi of the Pontifical Council for Culture today announced the formation of the Vatican Cricket Club, by whatever name it will be going. But he announced the end of a process whereby there have been consultations with those working in the sport area at the Vatican, with ambassadors, with priests and seminarians here from cricket-playing countries, that has now resulted in the official announcement about the establishment of a cricket club at the Vatican.
I imagine you must have had a few raised eyebrows when you first floated this idea. It's not well known here in Italy, let alone in the Vatican.
Well, raised eyebrows would be wrong. It would be knitted eyebrows. They were wondering what this cricket is, as to whether it's a game or an insect or both. But can I say that there was fairly ready recognition of the fact that there is a very prominent position by this sport in the East, that this has a prominent position in the English-speaking world, and that there are many seminarians and priests in Rome who have played cricket and want to play cricket. But on top of that, there were dimensions about this that could involve the Catholic Church in inter-community and interfaith activity.
Tell us a bit about this aspect of it, ecumenism, interfaith. It's all part of the plan, isn't it?
Well, it is certainly being discussed here. There are many players who are here in Rome who would like to see, for instance, the Vatican played the Church of England at cricket. And I understand that there will be discussions soon with the Church of England with that in mind. That is, to play the Church of England in England. But on top of that, if one would think about it in the East, cricket as a sport is something that covers many, many religions and ethnic groups. There can be, in a way, there can't be with other sport. There could be. The Vatican could play the Hindus, they could play the Muslims, they could play the Sikhs. These are all strong aspects of Eastern society of which the Church is a part. Now, on the other front, internationally, one would have a team that represented the Vatican, the Holy See, that was drawn from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Australia, England, New Zealand, South Africa and West Indies. What an international team that would be. And it would obviously generate a lot of interest with the faithful who are both faithful to church and faithful to cricket in various areas of the world. So it's a very interesting and exciting prospect.
Can you give us any practical details as to where, for example, these matches will be played, when we may be able to watch the first game?
There have been a series of matches involving students here in Rome at Campanella Cricket Ground. There may be a game before the middle of November at that level, but in terms of a game between the Vatican and others, I think that's going to be a part of the program for next year, of which more detail will be provided at the next conference.
I probably shouldn't ask it, but I'm going to anyway. What about a women's cricket team here in the Vatican?
They are looking for Sri Lankan and Indian and Pakistani sisters who have played cricket. And if they are found, they certainly will be invited to join the cricket club. There's certainly no intention not to have a women's cricket team at the Vatican.
My thanks there to Australia's ambassador to the Holy See, John McCarthy.